You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of RCEP, a new trade agreement that will shape global economics and politics, an article by Peter A. Petrie and Michael G. Plummer. The 2020 Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, represents close to one-third of the world's population and its productive output. As it unfolds, China and Japan will likely take on far greater roles on the world stage, while the United States may find its place in the region diminished. Experts Peter A. Petrie and Michael G. Plummer look at the potentially formidable trading bloc the RCEP creates and offer the United States ways to rethink its economic and strategic objectives in the area. The first takeaway is the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, could significantly boost global incomes and world trade by 2030. 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and 5 other countries in the region adopted the RCEP in November 2020, creating arguably the largest free trade agreement in history. The RCEP could generate an annual increase in global income of $209 billion and add $500 billion in world trade by 2030. The second takeaway is the RCEP also carries important geopolitical implications. The RCEP, along with the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP, reorients economic integration in Asia toward the nexus of Japan and China. The RCEP leaves intact the members' intellectual property policies and omits rules governing labor, the environment, or state-owned enterprises, provisions central to the CPTPP. The RCEP fortifies China's relationships with its area partners by encouraging regional supply chains, and it eases members' access to China's Belt and Road Initiative funds. And with RCEP in place, a trilateral agreement between Japan, South Korea, and China is set to move forward. Both the RCEP and CPTPP strengthen a system of trade based on rules. The third takeaway is the United States needs to reevaluate its goals in this new Asian landscape. America's economic clout has declined as a consequence of East Asia's new regional trade relationships. The U.S. pursuit of a free and open Indo-Pacific FOIP arrangement focused on excluding China from regional economic alliances and emphasized security plans for Australia, Japan, America, and India, but its approach alienated ASEAN and other East Asian allies. America has 3 possible paths forward. The first path is continue its FOIP efforts with more support from multiple partners and with less rancor. The U.S. Congress and some nations in the region have shown interest in this option. However, this tack may disadvantage the United States as RCEP and CPTPP progress, forcing countries into a choice between economics and geopolitics. The second possible path is recommit to economic alliances and play an active role in regional security. America could sign on to the CPTPP and work to include more countries, but the current U.S. political scene would not likely support such an option. The third possible path is go the route of heightened soft power commitment. The United States could capitalize on its strengths and pave the way for larger-scale projects, such as a greater championing of rules-based commerce and a well-defined military engagement.